I get me my donuts. I get my Popeye's spicy chicken sandwiches. You know, I all week long, John, I'm being very careful about what I eat, right? I'm being
that's
very careful
true.
Working out. Then I get to the weekend, and I'm like, all hell breaks loose.
Yeah, that's not true. You don't eat good during the week either. But Morales is right. This weekend, all the teams we care about are on the road. Dodgers in Cincinnati. Rams are where? Indy?
Indy, yeah.
Rams in Indianapolis, and USC is at Washington State. So all the teams you actually are going to watch are on the road. I think your donut order gets tripled this weekend.
Okay.
What's higher, donuts or the Popeyes?
You know, I got to admit, it's probably the Popeyes. I can just down two spicy chicken sandwiches like that. Bam! Bam! Ireland, have you ever had the Popeyes? There's probably no Popeyes in Manhattan Beach.
No, but there's one right by our hotel in New Orleans.
And did you ever go to the Popeyes?
Yeah, but I can't remember if I went there, because, you know, I haven't traveled in a couple of years because of the pandemic. I can't remember. Did they have the spicy chicken sandwich 2 years ago?
I think
I just had regular chicken.
Jorge, isn't it, like, fairly new? It's probably, like, 2 years old,
yeah, about
maybe?
2 years old. Yeah, it was before the pandemic, that's for sure.
Yeah. So, Ireland, so I get on the phone today with Bergman, because we talk every morning.
Yeah.
And here's what Bergman starts with. No judgment here.
This is what we're doing?
Yes.
This is what we're doing right off the bat?
But. And I'm like, no, you're immediately going to judge.
Yeah, anything that finishes with a but after that, who did he judge? Who is he judging?
Judging me, of course. Okay. Judging me. Yeah,
judging
judgment
Mason.
About me. I don't want to interrupt you, but. I don't want to tell you what to do, but. I don't want to change the subject, but.
Yeah,
as soon
then
as
it's always
that, but
whatever you just prefaced it with is coming next.
Absolutely.
So I had full judgment then.
Yes, you were fully in judgment of you stood in judgment of me wrongly. I immediately shot you down.
No, see, that's the thing. Was it wrong though?
Was it wrong?
Wait, I'm confused.
Yeah.
Judged about what?
Yeah, what did he judge you about?
Okay. He told me that I was really too stiff yesterday on the show.
Yeah. I don't think I was wrong.
That I wasn't loose enough. That I wasn't Mason enough.
Oh, so that's why you sent me that text.
Yeah, that's why I sent you the text. There you go.
See? It got in his brain.
Yeah, I disagree with Greg's assessment. I thought the show was good yesterday.
Yeah, me too. I think Greg is full of it.
I mean, did you enjoy, Jorge, did you enjoy yesterday's show?
Well, of course he did. He blitzed everybody in the game.
I just put you in a bad spot.
Greg, what didn't you like about yesterday's show?
No, it's not that I didn't like yesterday's show. I just thought that it wasn't fun. Like, it wasn't anything where I was sitting there like, oh, that was so funny. Or, oh, that was really interesting. It was just kind of a show.
Well, it was a good show. Well, not every day is going to be funny. Like, today we're saving baseball. You know that, right? Now, you guys can't judge this type of stuff because you're diehard baseball fans and you literally think there's nothing wrong with the game.
Nothing wrong with the game at all. I wouldn't touch a thing.
But my wife is the best example of this. I turn on a Dodger game, and now we're in the heat of the pennant race, so I turn it on
every
night.
Every critical, yeah.
Yeah, and she goes, oh, God, are we watching this? It's so boring. And that's what non-baseball fans think. But
John, Lisa Jason, wouldn't sit and watch a game.
You know, I've taken her to
100 miles an hour.
No, I've taken her to like 5 Dodger games, and she's been great at them. She just thinks the game doesn't move, and that's, by the way, why baseball hired Theo Epstein, was to get the game moving. And now Jason Stark, who's going to join us at the bottom of the hour, 30 minutes from now, the great Jason Stark, has discovered that they've put a pitch clock. In the old California League, the one with Lake Elsinore and the one with Rancho Cucamonga. We've been to both parks.
A-ball, yeah.
And he says it's the greatest thing in the world. The question is he going to be able to convince the diehards, guys like you and Bergman, to even consider it? Would you consider a 15-second pitch clock? He says, by the way, that he didn't like the idea.
Right.
And he loves it now.
I would have to see it to know. And okay. I don't want to put pitchers at a disadvantage. Like, let's hold this conversation.
No, I was going to say I'm just teeing it up for 1:30.
Yeah,
if you're with me and you think baseball needs to pick it up, needs to move, this 15-second pitch clock, which is being used in this old, they call it like single A, 3A. It's got some fancy name now. It's the old California League.
Yes.
We're going to tackle it at 1:30. So if you care about that, hang around for that. Now, in the meantime, Dodgers at Cincinnati tonight.
Yes.
By the end of tonight, boys, the Dodgers could be tied for first place. And Walker Buehler's pitching for the Dodgers, so they're going to win. Where are the Giants, Bergman? What are they doing
tonight? The Giants are hosting Atlanta, and the Braves are only three games up on Philly, so these are critical games for the Braves.
Good. That helps.
And Atlanta's really, really good. I wanted to bring up this Bart Scott thing. So Bart Scott, who is he a talk show host for us,
yeah.
An analyst?
Okay, no. He hosts a show in New York, and they just gave him Max's old show, we just don't air it in L.A., and he's on the Get Up most mornings. He's a player at ESPN.
So he says that he will shave off one eyebrow if the Niners lose to the Eagles this week. Mm-hmm. Now, how bad is it to shave off an eyebrow?
Okay, I can't believe I didn't know this is where you were going to go, and I can't believe he said that. When I was in college,
yep,
I'm living at UCLA, I'm living in the fraternity, and my roommate, great guy, a guy named Jeff Scott, was a pitcher on the UCLA baseball team.
Okay.
He's going to kill me because he lives in Lancaster and listens to the show. Matter of fact, we can call him if you want. He could tell this story. But he was pitching the next day. And the game was on TV. Like back then, it was like on Prime Ticket or whatever regional cable thing. And so he drank too much, and somebody came into the room and shaved off one of his eyebrows.
Oh, no.
And I think, we can call him if you want, but I think he elected to, like, take a magic marker and fill it in so it didn't look so weird. Jorge, I'm going to send you his number. See if he answers his phone.
Okay.
But Mace, what would you...
He drew in another eyebrow. First of all,
he was mad at me that I didn't stop it.
Well, and why didn't you stop
it? I wasn't there. I wasn't in the room. And so he woke up the next day having to pitch at Jackie Robinson Stadium, and he had one eyebrow. Now, if looking back on it,
yeah,
he should have just gone with one eyebrow.
That's a look,
because it would have thrown off the other team.
So here's what I'm thinking. So you call me last place, Mace.
Yeah, you are.
And you think every year I'm going to finish last in our fantasy league.
Yeah, you are.
Okay. I don't think that's true this year. I don't believe I will finish in last place. But if I do, I will shave off one eyebrow. That's how certain I am that I'm not going to finish last this year.
Yeah, you are going to finish last.
There is no way in hell. It is the year of Jalen Hurts, and he is my guy.
What if it's like one arm hair, like one whole arm?
Well, I don't and I have by no the way, hair on my arms.
If you shave off one... Wouldn't the play be at that point, shave off the other? I mean, one would be weird, right?
One is really weird, yeah.
But it's the punishment.
Who was the player who had, wasn't there a player with no eyebrows?
Other than Jeff Scott? But that's funny that my friend's name is Jeff Scott, and this guy that's talking about doing this is Bart Scott.
Bart Scott, yeah. No, I'm so certain that I am not going to finish last that if I do, and now you can root against me all year long. If I do, I will shave off one eyebrow. And I think Jeff had the right idea. Hand me the Sharpie. I'm going to draw it in. How long does it take to grow an eyebrow back?
I don't know. Jorge, did you try and call him? Okay. This Mace, I'm not kidding. This happened in like 1984.
Has it grown back?
Oh, yeah. I don't know how long it took to grow back. And I don't know. Like, now, looking back on it, he should have gone, because if you're a hitter and you're staring at the pitcher and the guy's got one eyebrow, wouldn't that be
distracting? That is a weird look. That is a weird look.
But it's a great question. Now, so if you end up having to do this, and I think you will, because
will
you come in last in fantasy every year.
I will not be last under any circumstances.
Do you ride with the one or do you shave the second one? Bergman, what do you think? Do you shave the second one off so you have symmetry?
Well, yes, you normally do that, but no, because that's the punishment is just to do one.
The punishment doesn't matter. At this point, it's vanity.
Well, no, like, I understand.
Once
but
Mason
like, if
the, pays off the bet, now
well,
all
of a sudden. No, but that's part of the whole punishment.
The whole point of it is you're supposed to go one eye.
Right, exactly.
That's the bet.
Right, but
what
the
if we
bit,
do like half your head instead?
No, the bit.
Absolutely not.
The bit is what makes it funny is how Mason handles it from there. Because you're one of the most vain people I know.
Oh, I'm so vain.
And so would you, I mean, off the top of your head, would you ride with one and one? One shaved, one unshaven? Do you shave the other one so you look like a villain from a Bond movie? Do you do what I think I remember my friend Jeff doing, and that is use a marker and paint? You know, there are girls, there are women that have like what's called permanent makeup.
Permanent makeup, yeah.
Ooh, you Mason, can you lift your eyebrow? Can you lift one eyebrow?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so then you can just walk around just lifting that one eyebrow.
Here's what I'll do.
No, shave
here's
that one. It's funnier.
I will go see Dr. Grant Stevens, and I will have eyebrow replacement surgery. He'll take hairs from the top of my head and stick them where my eyebrow is supposed to be. That's how vain I am. That's how vain I am. So,
I'm not sure what he... What he did. We'll track him down for the end of the show, hopefully.
Yeah.
All right. So the Reds are good, right?
Yeah, Reds are very good. They're in the wild card race. They're in it. It's St. Louis and the Reds and the Padres. Those are the three teams that will potentially be in the one gamer against the loser of Giants Dodgers. I read an article on Dodgers Nation. I read it Dodgers Nation a lot. It's a very good website. Just give them a shout out. And they pointed out that Dave Roberts doesn't get enough credit. And here's a little bit. I'm going to read.
Because, you know, most Dodger fans, as you know from us hosting this show, are the opposite.
Yeah.
Like, for example, this guy I'm talking about, my old roommate who's a baseball player.
Yep.
He thinks Roberts drives him crazy.
Okay, so here's Eric Ulau from Dodgers Nation. He points out that the team opened the season with six proven starters. Roberts and Dodgers had but three starters for most of July and August. Team still had the best ERA in baseball, and their relievers led the league in innings pitched. So he had to go to the bullpen a ton. The Trevor Bauer situation could have screwed him up. Betts was out. Bellinger is horrible. Corey Seager missed 65 games, and still we are where we are. And I ask you, if he's not the best manager in baseball, who is?
Okay, so I'm so glad you asked this. Your timing is perfect, because I got a hold of my friend Jeff Scott, my old coach, who texts me about Roberts all the time. But Jeff, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, buddy. And now, listen, you might be mad at me, but it's all a bit. I told Mason the story that when you and I were in college, and you're probably still mad about me that I didn't protect you better, that one night at a party after we had all drank too much, as a prank, the guy shaved off one of your eyebrows.
Oh.
My question is, what did you do after that? Did you like use a, because you had to pitch the next day, right? At UCLA, you were like pitching the day after that, right?
No, we were headed to Arizona to play University of Arizona that weekend.
Okay.
And so I was, you know, a little under the weather. You woke me up at 5 o'clock so that I wouldn't miss the team bus to the airport. So I didn't realize that I had a missing eyebrow until we got out of the pool that afternoon, and the place where the eyebrow used to be was beet red because we were all trying to get tanned for the summer.
All right, so once you were in this because Mason has offered to shave off one eyebrow if he finishes last in fantasy football. He's finished last four out of the last five years. So it's a distinct possibility. But so, Jeff, my question is this. How did you handle it after that? Did you shave off the other one for symmetry? Did you use a marker to fill it in? Or did you just live with one and one? What did you do?
Well, I put a Band-Aid on it because it was Mother's Day weekend, the following weekend.
Good play.
And I went home and I thought, okay, how am I going to explain this, you know, red eyebrow? And so I told my mom, I said, you know, we were having batting practice and somebody hit a ball and it hit me above the eye. So they had to shave it off.
Well played.
In order to cover it up. She bought it, but At the end of the day, you just live with
me. How long did it take to grow back?
I don't know, probably 2 months.
Mace, yeah. 2 months? You're so vain,
months.
That'll drive you crazy.
I am, so I will have to be off of Instagram for 2 months if I finish.
So, hey, Jeff, for those 2 months, did you just ride with it once you took care of that weekend with your mom? I can't remember. Did you just let it roll and go with one and one, or did you try anything artificial, or what did you do about your look?
No, you just go with it and you just live with it. And I think, you know, to raise the ante, if Dave Roberts brings Kenley Jansen in anytime during the playoffs and he blows the save, then Mason loses the other one.
What is wrong with you?
No.
Seriously,
okay,
what
so,
is wrong with
back,
you?
No,
did that
okay.
eyebrow thing cause permanent
Mace,
damage?
I get texts regularly from Jeff during Dodger games about Dave Roberts' pitching changes. And Jeff, Mason just asked me, if Dave Roberts isn't the best manager in baseball, who is? How would you answer that?
Well, you're not in baseball right now, but I'd go with Mike Socha.
Oh, come on.
just based on his plate blocking skills as a catcher, he still wins, you know, regardless of how he manages.
Yeah, I mean, I can't believe of all the people in the world you mentioned Mike Socha. I don't understand the dislike for Dave Roberts. And by the way, the dislike for Kenley Jansen. He is an elite closer in this game. He's thrown like an elite closer. He had 3 blown saves in a row back in July, and I don't think he's blown one since. He's like 11 for his last 11. What's wrong with you?
I do, Jeff, I do feel a little better when he comes in now, don't you?
I do too, but I'm really fighting that little hip wiggle thing, and you know, my wife says, "Oh, that's the key, that's the secret sauce now," but you know, he makes me nervous coming into games. That's the bottom line. And Kenley was a fantastic closer, and he was, you know, the best in the game for a number of years, but I just think that time has sailed. You know, that time has passed.
Okay. Hey, Jeff, thank you for picking up
your
phone.
Thank you, Jeff.
Man. Have a good day. I'm glad your eyebrows
no
back. All right, see ya.
Okay, guys.
There you go. There's Jeff, who once had just one eyebrow.
No,
I'll throw that out there. If Dave Roberts, and I know Dave Roberts has his detractors, I mean, if Dave Roberts isn't the best manager in baseball, who the hell is? What is your knock on Dave Roberts? What's the downside of Dave?
For example, would you trade Dave Roberts for Gabe Kapler? I wouldn't.
No. We had a chance to hire Gabe Kapler. We passed.
No, they did have Gabe Kapler on
the
payroll.
Yeah, no, I'm saying we had a chance to hire him as our manager, and we passed.
All right, 877-710-ESPN. 877-710-3776. Take some of your calls. Bottom of the hour, Jason Stark will save baseball.
Ugh.
Save it.
Ugh. All right, that's all coming up for you. Mason in Ireland, 710-ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
I just can't believe your friend is not buying on Kenley Jansen
after
watching
him pitch. I've even come around.
He's got 33 saves.
He still makes me nervous. Bergman, he still makes you nervous, right?
Yeah, there's a little bit of nervous, but I'm excited about the $1 million.
Yeah,
that hip. By the way, that hip wiggle thing that he talked about, I have noticed. But hey, back to the $1 million for a second.
Yeah.
So even if I don't win the $1 million, I get Rams Buccaneers tickets.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, we're gonna play a game, and if you win, you get Rams Bucks tickets, and then you get to pick your score.
Two teams and your score.
Correct.
And if you nail that, you get $1 million, and we all get laid off.
Right. I'm first to go. It's me. It's first to go.
Might be worth it for $1 million, but we've given away. We've come a long way, Mace, since I swear to God, we used to get, which I shouldn't do, I know, but we used to give away reconditioned cell phones on the show. When in the early infancy of Mason in Ireland, we said we've got a reconditioned cell, which is basically a used cell phone.
Used cell phone.
And now we're giving away $1 million.
Give away a car, guys.
Yeah, we did give away a car.
Well, Jorge,
there
are very few cars that are worth $1 million. Yeah, this is the biggest thing we've ever given away.
No question. No question. All right, let's check in on the – I said Dave Roberts is the best manager in baseball, and if he's not, who is? Let's go to Victor in Bakersfield. Victor, you're on 710. What's up, man?
Hey, boys. How you guys doing?
Hi, Victor.
Excellent.
Good. Listen, both of you are Roberts boys, you know, but why is our record in extra innings and in one run games upside down?
Well, isn't once you get to extra innings, isn't there a little bit of luck involved? I mean, you're playing a one-inning game at that point.
Yeah. But
chances
I mean,
are you burn through your bullpen to get there. It all comes down to somebody having a clutch base hit.
Hey,
you used your pinch hitters.
Victor, let me make it a little more black and white. If I let you replace Dave Roberts, who would you replace him with?
I'll probably replace him with Mike Socia.
Oh, God. I love Mike. He's a great guy. But his time has passed.
There's right. The butt. The butt that we're talking about.
I love Dave Roberts' butt. Or I love Mike Socia's butt. You're right.
I don't. By the way, I would not replace Dave Roberts with Mike Socia, but I disagree with you that Socia's time has passed. I think
his era has passed.
I think Mike will get another gig at some point. He just got done coaching the Olympic team.
I don't even know if he
team.
Wants to.
Yeah.
All those winning seasons he had with the Angels showing you.
He'll get a gig.
He had 2002, and really that was it for the most part.
Well, no, he won. He took those teams to the playoffs a bunch of times. He just only got to the World Series once. Here is Larry in L.A. Hey, Larry, you're on 710 ESPN. Hi.
Hey, John, you better tell your partner to stay off the hippie lettuce. Dave Roberts is one of the worst five managers, and if we don't win this year, it's because of Dave Roberts. He's terrible in one-run games. He's terrible in extra-inning games. The guy's an absolute bozo, and he should be fired on the plane.
Larry,
if we don't win.
Larry.
We have more talent than any other team, and I'm talking for 75% of Dodger Nation.
Okay, Larry.
But he likes Dave Roberts. And you two guys work for the station, and you're his friend, but the reality
we're not
is
his friend.
That he's one of the worst.
Dave Roberts couldn't pick me out of a lineup.
Hey, Larry, are you going to.
You guys are a bunch of bull.
Larry, are you going to let anyone else talk but you?
Go ahead.
All right. Dave Roberts has won the division every year he's been the manager. All right? He's been the manager for 5 years. They've won the division every single year. He's been to the World Series 3 times. Including winning it last year. If he was as bad as you say he is, how would any of that happen?
Because we have more talent than all the other teams. We win despite Dave Roberts. We don't win because of Dave Roberts. And get a clue. And that's the reality. And if we don't win this year, Dave Roberts should be fired immediately.
Well, right. I like your passion, Larry.
I like your passion, Larry. You're completely wrong. And by the way, I'll never stay off the hippie lettuce. I will be on hippie lettuce at 4:20 this
diet.
Afternoon.
Thanks, Larry, for the
phone. Bye, Larry. Larry.
Extremely fired. And by the way, that's just
Larry had too much coffee.
But I mean, let's try and take his argument at face value.
Okay.
Even if the Dodgers have more talent than anybody else, there have been tons of teams that have talent that haven't won anything.
You know what, though, John? It's a little bit like the Phil Jackson argument. Yeah,
right.
But he had Jordan. Yeah, but he had Kobe. Yeah, but he had Shaq.
By the way, Mace.
Yeah.
Phil Jackson's birthday today.
Yeah, happy birthday,
Phil. Happy birthday, Phil.
Yeah. Hope he's fishing at Flathead Lake. Flathead Lake?
Close enough.
That's what it is. I just think Dave Roberts, among certain fans respect Dave Roberts, and let me just say, I'm not friends with Dave Roberts. I've interviewed him before, but I seriously don't think he could pick me out of a lineup. Do you, John?
No, and we're not the Dodgers station.
Yeah, we're not the Dodgers station. We're allowed to say whatever the hell we want.
Was Bobby Cox a bad manager? He only won one.
He won 14 division titles.
Right, and he won one World Series.
No, I think Bobby Cox was a good man.
Exactly.
I mean, he had some off-field issues. But...
Well, I mean, manager and off-field.
And here's the
different.
Thing about extra-inning games. The problem with extra-inning games is by the time you get there, you've used all your pinch hitters, and you've used all your relievers. I mean, who is that? We were like grabbing guys like Daniel Vasquez for that long Giants game we had that night, that Friday night, and still got something out of them. I mean, you burn through a bullpen because you're trying to win the game in regulation. You're trying to avoid extra innings. People say, oh, yeah, well, Will Smith was at first base. You know, Will Smith was at first base because we had to pinch hit for Albert Pujols because we needed that run in the 10th.
Here's the other thing.
That was not Dave Roberts' issue.
Here's the flip side of Larry's argument that Dave Roberts is the worst. It's not Dave Roberts' fault that Cody Bellinger fell off the face of the earth. It's not Dave Roberts' fault that Mookie Betts got hurt this year or that Corey Seager got hurt this year.
Or Clayton Kershaw got hurt this year.
I mean, you could argue that considering their injuries, for them to have the second best record in baseball and a chance to catch the Giants tonight is pretty good.
Yeah, really good.
Yeah, I have zero issues with Dave Roberts.
You know that the Dodgers are 41 games above 500?
41?
41 games above 500.
Greg,
he's the worst.
People are saying, no, yeah, not that they could be better, that he's the worst. That guy said he's one of the worst five managers in baseball.
And should be fired on the plane. He's so bad.
He should be fired on the plane.
Lane Kiffin Memorial Tarmac?
Right.
Yeah, the Clay Helton's in there. Memorial firing
room. Yeah, at least Clay didn't get fired on the tarmac.
No, he did it. He was fired in a very dignified way. All right, so coming up next, John, you say that this thing is going to save the game of baseball forever.
Now, Jason Stark, who knows more about baseball than almost anybody, wrote an article today in The Athletic explaining that a minor league in California, the one with Rancho Cucamonga and Lake Elsinore, has been playing with a 15-second pitch clock. Mm. And he says it's not only good, but it's driving up scoring. It's driving up
rhythm.
Well,
of course it is, because pitchers don't have time to prepare.
But he says that if they can sell it to the players, it'll be part of Major League Baseball within 2 years. Jason will join us next.
Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
I'm so certain that I am not going to finish last that if I do, and now you can root against me all year long, if I do, I will shave off one eyebrow, and I think Jeff had the right idea. Hand me the Sharpie. I'm going to draw it in. How long does it take to grow an eyebrow back?
Probably 2 months.
Mace, yeah. Two months. You're two so vain, months. That'll drive you crazy.
I am, so I will have to be off of Instagram for 2 months. That will destroy my brand, John. Destroy my brand on Instagram. Jason Stark, let's see, he joins us now from The Athletic. Jason, do you think it's a wise bet for me that if I finish in last place in our fantasy football league, and I've done it 4 of the last 5 years, I will shave one eyebrow? What do you think?
That is the most ill-advised bet I've ever heard of.
There you go. Thank you, Jason.
You can't leave the house
right
for months.
Shockingly embarrassed. Yeah,
yeah. Which might not be a bad idea. There you heard it, Mace, from a respected journalist like Jason Stark. Don't do it, Jason. First of all, thank you for joining us. It's great to have you on. I hope you're surviving in the new world. But you wrote a column today in The Athletic, or not? I should call it an article. Nobody writes columns anymore. You wrote an article today in The Athletic, talking about something that, if you just read the headline, it sounds crazy. But there is a minor league in California. We've been to a couple of those parks. We've been to Lake Elsinore. We've been to Rancho Cucamonga, that's been playing with a 15-second pitch clock since June. Now, Jason, the dynamic of this show is Greg and Steve are baseball traditionalists.
Yes.
I can't sell them on anything, certainly not anything as radical as this. But you love baseball, and you, as it turns out, didn't hate this once you dug in and did some research. Explain what you found with this 15-second pitch clock.
Wait, just so I'm clear on this, John, you guys have seen games with this clock?
No, we have not.
No, we haven't. I haven't been out to Rancho Cucamonga.
No, we've
lately.
Been to those parks. We're familiar with the league, but we haven't done the research like you have. We haven't seen a game where they use it.
All right. Well, I haven't physically been to the what used to be the California League either. I haven't been to those parks, but you know, you got an invention called MILB.com that allows you to watch these games. Actually, since the season ends on Sunday, you can watch them for free now. You can go back and watch any game. And so just take a look at these games, or you can read my column. Inside the column, we took two nearly identical games, one in this league, one in the major leagues, and had a quick video comparing the two. And you can see, just from watching it for like 20 seconds, exactly why big league games are almost 20 minutes longer in the last 10 years. And in this league, games are 21 minutes shorter since they started using this clock 3 months ago. Does that get your attention? Up 20 minutes versus down 20 minutes?
You know, here's my take on this, Jason. So I love the game of baseball. I grew up in baseball. I was a traveling secretary for a AAA team and traveled and did 140 games for the Toledo Mud Hens. That was one of my first jobs. I love baseball. I don't know why everybody's already trying to fix it. Why is everybody trying to fix baseball? I love baseball. Baseball fans love baseball. It draws more fans than any sport in America. On a course of a year, 4 million fans will be at Dodger Stadium this year, or 3 million fans, whatever that number is. Why are we always trying to say something's wrong with baseball?
You know, I always get asked this. I think we share that love of baseball. It's fair to say that, right? I know you guys love it.
Yep.
You know I love it. Why are we not allowed to tweak it? You know, I've talked to Theo Epstein about this a lot, and he keeps using the same description. If we were starting baseball from scratch, if we were inventing it right now, would we have this version of baseball, or would we have some slightly different version of baseball that was the most entertaining version you could possibly have? And I don't think there's anything inherently wrong with baseball, but I do think that, again, if you watch these games, it really strikes you how the games in the big leagues now need better rhythm, and they need more of these great athletes, the greatest athletes who have ever played baseball, showing us how athletic they can be by running around the bases and making great plays in the field instead of waiting around for somebody to hit a ball that doesn't leave the park, right? Because the game revolves now around strikeouts and homers.
Right.
I know people talk about walks, too. Walks are kind of a byproduct of the other two.
Yeah.
And I think there's the more entertaining version of baseball would be crisper with more balls in play. Like, why is that? What's wrong with that?
Well, let me, first of all, one of the points in your article is that scoring goes up, right? There's more action, there's more scoring, because pitchers are less prepared. Pitchers don't have that extra, whatever it is, 5 seconds, because right now, I mean, I would be fine if they enforced the 21-second clock, which is already up in most major league parks. If they enforce that, I'm okay. Go past 21 seconds, it's a ball. But 15 seconds is too short for a lot of pitchers to prepare to throw that baseball.
Or is it, Jason? You've watched the games, we haven't. How do the pitchers adjust to that?
Well, you know, the actual rule in the rule books right now is 12 seconds with nobody on base. 12
really?
Seconds. And if you can tell me a less enforced rule in any sport, I'd love to hear it.
Oh, yeah, no, that's for sure.
Maybe traveling in the NBA.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, there's a lot of rules in the NBA that aren't enforced. But anyway, I encourage people on Twitter to to give me a list of rules less enforcing that one. It should be a fun thread if we ever get it rolling. But, you know, my first reaction, this goes back, I don't know, February or March, when Theo first explained to me what they were contemplating with this clock, was that that's too quick. It's too aggressive. But then I watched it. It didn't feel that aggressive. It felt pretty normal. Then I talked to a pitcher and a catcher who play in the league, and they both said, it's not a problem. The California League, the Low A West League, is way different than the major leagues. The stakes are different. I understand that. But there's also a lot more dead time in the big leagues. So I don't know that you have to have a 15-second clock, but I do think there is value in talking about some kind of clock. I don't know what the proper length is, but I've looked a lot at the average time that most hitters and most pitchers take between pitches, and a 20-second clock or a 25-second clock with nobody on base would affect almost nobody. But I think it would create a mindset that would improve the pace and the entertainment value of baseball games.
We're talking to Jason Stark from The Athletic, who has a piece out today that's really interesting. Would encourage you all to read it. It is about the what used to be the California League. They're playing with a 15-second pitch clock since June. And Jason says the product is surprisingly good. It moves. The rhythm goes up. Jason, I'm sold. I after reading your article, I think that I would be in full support of this. I'm somebody who thinks baseball. I'm with Theo. I've heard him interviewed too, and I think he wants baseball to move more. He wants it to, you know, like you said, get some action on the bases, get some things happening. Where's the opposition going to come from? If baseball says, let's do this, you mentioned in the article the players have to sign off on it. What's the biggest obstacle to getting something like this instituted at the major league level?
Well, there's some really powerful quotes in this piece from James McCann, who catches for the Mets, really thoughtful guy, and you know, he leads one of the slowest staffs in the game, and he's one of the slowest hitters between pitches in the game. So his viewpoint was interesting. His career also mostly predates any clocks that have been in use in the minor leagues. So he represents a really, I don't know how large a percentage of players, but a strong-minded, vociferous group of players who think the best part of baseball is it doesn't have a clock. And, he makes a couple of points. One is, especially now, there's so much information for players to process every pitch. Catchers, pitchers, managers. And that's undeniable. There's a lot for them to think about between every pitch. So 15 seconds seems like it would be difficult. I get that. The other thing is an argument that I've heard from players over the last several years anytime I've brought this up, which is, it's my at-bat. it's not Rob Manfred's at-bat. I should be able to control my at-bat. And that's going to be a big hurdle to overcome.
All right. I read your article, too, and my biggest question is, who do you like down the stretch, Dodgers or Giants?
I'm in that group that's been waiting for 5 months for the Dodgers to overtake the Giants and not look back. And that has never happened. Is it going to happen now? I keep thinking it could happen, but I feel like we're all underselling the Giants. They've been great at every aspect of the game from start to finish. Like, there has never been a period this year where they haven't been great at every aspect of the game. So maybe that's going to change in the next 2 weeks, but I'm thinking if the Dodgers are going to pass them, and there's a lot riding on that, they're going to need to have an incredible finish. I don't know how many games they can afford to lose in the last five series if they're going to pass the Giants, but I would say it might not be much more than three.
Who do you like? If you had to bet everything, who do you like down the stretch, Dodgers or Giants?
If I had to bet everything, like my eyebrow?
Yeah, yes. Like your eyebrow. Yeah,
you got to shave your eyebrow off if you're don't wrong. Get the which way are you going?
I'm not betting my eyebrow, so that's off the table. am I betting who's going to finish first, or
right,
am I
yes.
betting who's going to win the World Series?
Who's going to finish first?
Well, you should always take the team that's ahead, right? So I'll bet on the Giants to finish first, but I would bet on the Dodgers out of those two teams to win the World Series. They're just perfectly constructed for postseason baseball. Assuming they can survive 3 hours of torture.
Three hours of one gamer. Yeah. No question.
Hey, Jason, right. Thank you for doing this, man.
Thanks,
it's a great
Jason.
Article. Appreciate you coming on.
Hey, always enjoy it, guys. Thanks.
All right, there's Jason Stark from The Athletic who says he says he thinks it's the Giants.
Well,
but likes the Dodgers to win the World Series.
Yeah, by the way, that Jason's opinion reflects Las Vegas.
Does it?
You know, yeah. So the
Giants are favored down the stretch?
Slightly, but the Dodgers are favored to win it all.
I say we're in the lead by Monday.
Could be.
I think we take the lead this weekend.
Who's
Bergner,
better,
what do you
Atlanta
think?
Or
take
Cincinnati?
The lead this weekend.
Yeah, I think they are going to be in first place come Monday.
Who's better, Atlanta or Cincinnati?
Atlanta.
Atlanta. Atlanta's better.
Okay.
Yeah, better than Cincinnati.
We'll see.
Cincinnati's fighting. I mean, they're both in races, right? Cincinnati's going after the wild card. Atlanta's trying to hang on in the National League East. They're both really, really good teams. But the Braves are the better team by a lot. And plus, our pitching lines up perfectly. Our pitching lines up. We got Buehler, we got Scherzer, and we got Kershaw this weekend. So we're in a really good spot. Really good spot. By the way, listen, on the eyebrow watch, I just looked. I'm playing a team called the Dying Quails, my team last place, Mace, and they are favored 65-58. That's the projection, 65-58.
Yeah,
so
but
I'm
you were
an underdog
be,
again.
You were favored to beat me last week, and I destroyed you. Those things don't necessarily mean anything.
You know everybody's rooting against you now, right, Mace?
Everybody's anti-Mace.
Right. Yeah. Now we want you to be in last place. Like, we felt bad a little bit before, like, oh, maybe you'll get, like, second to last. But now.
Now we don't feel as bad.
Now.
Now.
Now you are going to be last place.
All right. Coming up next for you, let's...
Do we have to spin the wheel next?
Yeah, we're going to spin the wheel of questions next. And it's a really interesting question. Or it could be a really interesting question. I have no idea what it's going to be. That's coming up next for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, so, boy, I'm nervous before every Rams game. And, you know, on the road, I was looking at some stuff last night, John. We'll spin the wheel of questions in just a minute. But it is a fact that 7 of the 8 division winners in the National Football League last year had a winning record on the road. You've got to be able to win on the road.
Well, I think the Rams are going to win.
The Rams are 4-4. They're 3.5-point favorites. I know it's so weird to face Carson Wentz again. Carson Wentz in a Colts uniform. The one concern I have is that last week Montgomery was able to run the football, and our defense did not look as tight as I expected it to look. Montgomery ran for like 117 yards on 17 carries. And we've got to be able to stop the run because they've got Jonathan Taylor, who is kind of an all-purpose guy, led them in receptions and led them in rushing last week. So I'm always nervous. I feel like this is a game that we will win, but I think it could be tougher than we expect. Do you think it's going to be a hard game, tough game?
I don't. I think the Rams are too potent offensively. I'm gonna say final score, Rams 35, Colts 24.
35-24. So you think Colts are going to put points on the board?
I do.
Yeah.
But I don't think they can keep up. I don't think they can score with the
Rams. Do you buy this whole we're going to the Eastern time zone and it's
nope.
a big challenge for West Coast
nah,
teams?
I've done it a million times.
You've done it. Read anything about the Rams, that's like one of the big things. We're playing in the early window and we're adjusting to the time zone and all that stuff.
Mates, here's something that most people won't say openly.
Okay, good.
These are all private charter flights. You land at the airport. A bus comes. It pulls up to the plane. you get on the bus, you're in the hotel in 20 minutes. I've stayed at the hotel where the Rams are staying. It's great. And they're going in, I assume, on Friday or Saturday. I don't think the time of the game is an issue. I just don't. It's not like I just got back from a trip yesterday. I flew home from North Carolina. I had to go through security. I had to go through baggage claim. I felt like there was some jet lag. You don't get jet lag on these sports trips. You just
right.
don't.
When I'm traveling, like, so when my mom travels, she will always say regularly, well, it's 3 o'clock at home. No matter where she is, she goes by the time it is at
right,
home.
Why so can't the Rams play football at 10 in the morning? They do it during practice.
Yeah, they do it during practice. Exactly. I always go, I'm like,
red herring.
When I go somewhere, it's that time. Like, that's the time it is. I'm not using the what time it is at home
and
thing.
And by the way, I don't know what McVay's career record on the road
it's
is.
Actually
it's
really good.
Great.
He's an exception to the rule. West Coast teams generally struggle, but his teams have not.
Yeah. He's been great in all time zones, no matter where the game is.
All right, so we're going to spin the wheel of questions right now. I have no idea what's coming up, despite what I said earlier. And the wheel of questions is brought to you by our friends at Puente Hills Toyota. If you've got a car just sitting around, you want to make sure to take it to Puente Hills Toyota. They are the House of Yes. The House of Yes. I finally did find that script. All right, let's spin the wheel, Jorge. Oh, wow. Wow.
How many pages in your book?
What's that?
How many pages in your book?
Or in the book of questions?
This
very
is question
large.
Number 203 like, yeah. in the book.
It's okay, like 1,000 pages. It's like War and Peace, Jorge.
Yes.
Oh, good.
Here's the question. Do you relieve yourself in the shower? Do you relieve yourself in the shower?
Okay. So I don't, but I don't have any, like, moral objection. I would not judge someone who does, because my answer is kind of cheating. I don't know how your bathroom is configured, but in my bathroom, I have a big shower.
Of course you do.
That's something when we redid the bathroom years ago.
Yes, John has a big shower, a big guest room,
it's
a big
steam
living
steam
room.
Shower.
All that stuff.
I could do.
Big
I,
den.
I could,
so it's like shooting baskets.
Yeah, I could stretch in there. But logistically, it is right next to the toilet. So if
okay.
I did relieve myself in the shower, it would be an incredibly lazy move. I just have to literally walk. I can get there in two steps. So I don't, but I would have no – I don't see anything wrong with it. If you're in there by yourself and you do, what's the issue?
Bergman?
I think it's gross, and I don't do it.
You never do it?
No, I never do it, and I think it's disgusting. Yeah. Not
disgusting
a fan.
About it?
It's just all over the floor. And like
it's water. It's a shower. The shower is running down the drain.
I've never been – it's so weird to me. I know people that have done it. I've had girlfriends that have done it. It just – it's not a thing for me. I think it's gross, and I always say that's gross.
I think if you say you don't do it, you're lying. I think if you say you don't do it, you're lying.
I'm
Jorge,
telling the
what
absolute
about you?
Truth.
Oh, man, I do it as often as I can. I'm not going to lie.
I have no issue with that.
You're all gross.
Because, well, wait a minute. There's a trade-off here, Greg. If you walk out of the shower and you relieve yourself at the toilet and you get the floor all wet, it's a safety hazard. For anyone who's using the bathroom.
Hold
yeah.
it.
Not.
Hold it. Just
hold
don't.
It.
Yeah, hold it. Just
it's,
don't go
water
in the shower.
Running.
What if you've been drinking?
I don't know. It could be anything.
I will tell you that every single time I do, every single shower, no matter what.
I have no moral objection to your system.
If there is warm water being poured somewhere, I will. Like if somebody poured a cup of tea in the next room. I probably would.
Wait a minute. So if you wash your hands with warm water, you have to immediately go to the bathroom?
Exactly.
No, the point is it's like a big – it's just a big drain. It's like a big toilet, right?
Did people put your hands in water while you were sleeping when you were a kid?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was
see,
a,
that's where it all comes.
Sleepover trick. Yes.
No, but this is how it works. You go in there. That's the first thing you do. Then you all the soap and everything washes away the tub. It's good. It's fine.
There you go. Exactly. Yeah, it's
exactly
the first thing
I do.
You guys are all gross.
First thing you do when you go in, then you shampoo yourself.
How about the
body
first?
Wash.
How about the first thing you do, Jorge, is go to the bathroom first and then go in?
Okay. So here's a weird quirky thing.
How about no?
Weird quirky thing with me and showering.
Yep.
I've now.
You have a hoop. In there?
Oh, I'd love that. That's a great idea. I now will only use body wash. Like if I was staying at somebody else's house in North Carolina, and they had it was even a fresh bar of soap, but I didn't want to waste the soap, so I travel with little bottles of body wash.
That's right. You're right.
Yeah. Yep. No, I use body wash only. I don't like okay. Soap gets grimy and
so Mace. Last thing on this. On this
hair, on, exactly hair on it, Jorge. You're right.
Do you relieve yourself in the shower? I swear this is true. You guys can Google it. In the minor leagues, there are baseball players that relieve themselves on their hands because it says it toughens up the skin on their hands and it keeps them from getting calluses during.
Yeah,
the
Moises Alou was famous for this.
So what do you think of that, Bergman?
I mean, that's gross, too. But then people thought it was gross when they found out that Moises Alou did that.
But, buddies, I'd rather have him not have a blister if I got a three-game series in Cincinnati with first place on the line.
Sure,
but
you do that all you want. If it's going to help you win, great. I love it.
By the way, I am in trouble. Juan just walked out of the office and has given me a nasty look.
Oh,
apparently,
so he has the
I never
position.
Mentioned this to him.
Over the entire time, you've never mentioned this to him.
15 years, I never mentioned it.
Yeah, he's
sorry, gonna, Juan.
You're right, Juan.
And by the way, Mace, do you have more than one shower at your house?
No, who, John? I'm not living in a palatial estate like you. I've got one shower.
I have.
He's got a carport in his.
How many bathrooms do you have in your house?
Four.
Oh my God, four!
But
what
only,
do you even do with four
only
bathrooms?
Only three showers. One's like a powder room, like a guest bathroom.
A powder room. John
well,
has a powder
would you call
room.
It?
You know, what a powder room is, John?
all that's in this bathroom is... Well, Mason, you have a room like this by your front door. I have the same kind. It's got a toilet, a sink, and pretty much that's it.
Yes, correct. No shower.
Yeah, but the
I
other,
only need one shower.
The
There's only two people living
showers.
Here. God, to be John Ireland. Live in the lap of luxury.
Yeah, but see, no one, Greg. You could, if you ever stay at my house, you can feel safe because there's no one relieving themselves in the shower.
Then I will feel very safe.
There you go. All right. Coming up next for you, USC is on the road at Washington State. We'll dig into that a little bit.
It's tough to win at the Palouse.
I'm very optimistic about that game, and I'll tell you why. Plus UCLA, it's a whole new world right now. All of a sudden, Chip Kelly can do no wrong.
Whole new world.
Whole
and
new
I would
world.
I would appreciate it if you would refer to them as undefeated UCLA.
Blah, blah,
it's
blah.
It's a whole new world.
Charbonnet or whatever his name is.
Yeah, Heisman. Charbonnet for Heisman.
Charbonnet for Heisman, yeah. But talk about being prisoner of the moment. Charbonnet for the Heisman and
he's averaging 13 yards a carry.
Playoff.
Who else
yeah.
is doing that?
It's early. It's early. Very early. You played Hawaii in a bad LSU.
And you lost to a bad Stanford. So,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. No, it's true. It's true.
Hey, we haven't fired our coach two games into the season. I don't know what you're talking about.
Also, John, I want to get into this, too, is what 40 traits make a truly attractive man? I haven't looked at these, but I'm sure that most of these traits I possess. That's all coming up for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.